Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Lamed Ches. We are up to Sif Beis, the top line on page 368. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Yesh matirin lomar le'enu Yehudi l'nagein b'klei shir b'chupos. There are those who say it's mutter to tell a goy to play musical instruments at a chuppah. So there's a chasana on Shabbos or leading into Shabbos. So you're allowed to tell a goy to play musical instruments. The Ramah says, "Va'afilu lomar le'eno Yehudi l'sakein hakli shir mishum kavod chasam akala." Not only like the Mechaber said that they're allowed to play the musical instruments, which is normally an issa d'rabbanon that you might come to fix the musical instruments, but the Ramah says even to tell the goy to fix the instrument is mutter. Because of the covet of the chasam akala. So we'll have to, don't leave this year early, we'll have to see what the Mishnah Berurah says on that. Aval b'lav hochi aser. But if it's not for simchas chasam akala, then it would be aser. Umiyo, however, bizman hazeh, nowadays, nogu lahokel, the minog is to be lenient, mitam sheyizbor b'simin sha'achar zeh, for the reason that we'll see in the next simin, le'inyan tipuach v'rikud, l'gabe clapping and dancing. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah exactly what is going on over here. The first point is a Shulchan Aruch that says there are those who are matir to tell a goy to play musical instruments at a chuppah. Says the Chafetz Chaim Siv Katan Ches, the iser hashmas kol beklishir einu ela iser d'rabbanan. As we know, the iser of playing musical instruments is only an iser d'rabbanan, and that's exer shemi yisakin klishir. You can't play an instrument because you might fix the instrument, which would be a daraisa. So playing instruments on Shabbos is the Rabbanan. V'amiru le'enu Yehudi gam kein enu elo isa the Rabbanan. We know telling a guy to do any malacha is only an isa the Rabbanan. V'havei shvus the shvus. So telling a guy to play a musical instrument on Shabbos is a Rabbanan of Amiru la'akum. On a Rabbanan to play a musical instrument, that's a shvus the shvus. U'b'mikom mitzvahi. And this is considered a mokom mitzvah. The ein simchas chosan v'kala elo b'klei shir. Because there is no simcha for a chasan and kala without musical instruments, v'shari, and therefore it's mutter. So you're allowed to tell a guy to play a musical instrument on Shabbos, l'kavod the chasan v'kala, shvus the shvus b'makom mitzvah is mutter. V'kanal b'simin shen zayin sefei, like we saw earlier in simin shen zayin ayin shum. V'yesh mekomo shenogu l'hachmir bazeh. And there are places that are knowing to be machmir on this. In lo sheichinum lazem yer Shabbos, unless they prepared it from before Shabbos, the lo yomar lo b'Shabbos klum, and you don't say anything to them on Shabbos. You tell them before Shabbos to do it, but nothing on Shabbos. O sheba me'atzmo l'nagin, or if the guy came on his own to play, so they let him play. But the Mechaber says you're allowed to ask a guy to play musical instruments on Shabbos for a chuppah, for the mitzvah of chasan nekala. That is a shvus to shvus makom mitzvah. It's mutter. The Ramah takes it a much bigger step further by saying even to tell the guy to fix a musical instrument is mutter because of kavah chasan nekala. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes, Lomar le'enu yidu l'sakim, svirulei, they hold the simchas chasan nekala adif yoser mishar stam. Dvar mitzvah, that the simcha of chasam akala is a much greater simcha, much greater mitzvah than a stam dvar mitzvah. The alkein mutter ha'mira afilu b'tikon ha'klishir. And therefore you're allowed to tell the guy even to fix the musical instrument, to whom malacha daraisa. So they say that for the great mitzvah of chasam akala, you could tell a guy to do a daraisa. However, in the brackets he writes, Ubibir hagra kos of the day azu savra kedas amatir in the elberesh I involve sebeis b'chol mulacha daraisa ide in yehudi l'tzarach mitzvah. Zok the gra, this Ramah is bringing down the shita that we had earlier. There is a shita that says you're allowed to tell a guy to do an isa daraisa. We hold shvus to shvus. The rabbanon of the rabbanon is mutter b'makom mitzvah, but there is a shita that says you could tell a guy to do a daraisa on any malacha daraisa for a tzarach mitzvah. But zok the gra, the imkein lididon. If so, for us, the sovrim lahalacha that we pass in malacha l'maisa, kedas rov ha-poskim sha'osrim, like the shita of most poskim that say you absolutely cannot tell a guy to do a daraisa even for a dvar mitzvah, so gam b'zeh aser. See, here also will be aser. So again, the Mechaber says, telling a guy to play a musical instrument, which is only the Rabbanon, that's in fact the shvus b'makom mitzvah, that's mutter. But when the Ramah adds on and says, you could even tell the guy to fix the musical instrument, zok the gra, that's going lefi the shita, that you're allowed to tell a guy to do a daraisa for the bar mitzvah. But we do not hold that way. We hold you can only tell a guy to do a derabbanan. That is a shvus, the shvus makom mitzvah. That's mutter, but absolutely not to tell him to do the daraisa. Sivkatan yud. The Rama then said, "Ava belav hachi aser." So again, the Rama said that even to tell a guy to fix the cliche for kavach chasam akal is mutter. Ava belav hachi aser. Zokta mishavura. What is that going on? Ratzalomar bishar simcha shel mitzvah. Anything that does not involve a chasam and kala, any other simcha shel mitzvah, kegon, for example, besudas mila, or besimchas Torah. For example, the suda of a bris mila or simchas Torah, aser afilu lomar leeno yehudi lenagin. Not only can you not tell a guy to fix a musical instrument, but any other kind of dvar mitzvah, you can't even tell him to play a musical instrument. Im lo sheboim me'atzman. Again, unless the guy came on his own, o sheachinu osa me'er Shabbos, or you told him to come from before Shabbos. V'ayim b'shalan shuvas mahari. Look in the Shalos and Shuvas Maria Sad Chelik Aleph Simin Untes Sheoser Lenagin Beminim VeUga B'Shas Atfila Aydei in Yehudi. He says it is aser to have a goy playing an organ on Shabbos for davening. VeAyim B'Shalos Shuvas Chaim Sofer Chelik Shishi Simin Peivov Shehevi Rayos Lester Af B'Chol. He brings proofs that it's aser to have the organ playing during davening, even during the week. Lenagin bebeis akneses b'shas atfila, to have them playing the organ in shul even during the week during davening. Ubeprap b'shabbos ein shum heter, and specifically on Shabbos there is absolutely no heter. So you can't have the guy according to Sam Sofer playing the organ in shul even during the week, and certainly not on Shabbos. Sivkaton yud aleph is going on the last point of the Rama. The Rama said niu bizman hazeh. However, nowadays, Nogu Lahokil, the minhag is to be lenient, mitam sheyesbar b'simin she'achazeh, for the reason that we'll see in the next simin, le'inyan tipuach v'rikud. So we're going to see a reason in the next simin, l'gabe clapping and dancing, leniencies, and therefore nowadays the minhag is to be lenient. Zakta mishavura, what are we referring to over here? Ratzalomar ha'amiru l'nagim b'shar simcha shel mitzvah. So Zakta Rama, the minhag is to be lenient, to tell a guy to play a musical instrument, even by another Simcha Shel Mitzvah, not as great of a mitzvah as Simcha Shel Mekala, even a regular mitzvah, the minhag is to be lenient, to tell a guy to play musical instruments on Shabbos, again, Shavuos to Shus Mako Mitzvah, by Levush Mashma, to Aser Ki'in B'Simcha Shel Mekala. The Levush, however, is Mashma, that it's Aser, except by the Simcha Shel Mekala, like we're discussing over here, V'ayin El Yerabba. But why is the Rama saying the minhag is to be lenient, even by other mitzvahs, to tell him to do it? So for the reason that we're going to see later on, says the Mishabura, Sefkotin Yubeis, what is that reason? That we're lenient by clapping and dancing. Pirish. Kevan de Medina Yesh Omrim Dahave Lon Lemishri Lenagim Vizmanina Buklishir. Since Me'ikar Adin, there are those that say it should really be mutter to play musical instruments nowadays. De Ein Anu Bikian Basiyosan. Because the whole reason why we said before it's us to play musical instruments is you might come to fix them. We have no clue how to make them, how to fix them, and therefore really be'etzem it should be mutter. De'ein anu b'kiyam asiyasam. We're not buckies at making klishir. V'lekel u'migzer shem yisakim. And therefore there's absolutely no reason to ask or playing it because you might come to fix it. We don't know how to fix it. V'lochein. And therefore al koponim shari ha'amira le'enu yehudu l'nagin. So we're not going to run with that heter l'maisa and to play musical instruments on our own. But we certainly can be lenient to tell a guy to play musical instruments, since really Mikra Din, the whole Isser, is not so pasha nowadays. Really, Shemutta for us, certainly we'll take that kula and we'll tell a guy to play musical instruments on Shabbos. V'ayim b'magen Avram shehiskim. Look in the Magen Avram who agrees. The Alkoponim Osir Lomar Le'enu Yehudi Lasakin Aklishir. At the very least, it's Osir to tell the guy to fix the musical instrument. V'afilu Mishum Kavar Chasav Akala. Even if there's a tzad to say that you can let the guy do it, because again, that's a shvus l'shem makom mitzvah. It's even a shvus that we really should be mattering some nowadays, and some are matterit. So we're not going to matter, but you still can matter a guy. But it's not to Magen Avram, but to tell the guy to fix it, which is in fact an Issa Daraisa, that is absolutely forbidden. Now, if you look at a very important note over here, that is note number 13. Ubizmanenu nowadays, Kosav Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shebechol HaMedinos Nohagin Bozeh Iser. In all Medinos, they are Noeg Iser, Afilu B'Simchas Chasam V'Kalo. We do not do this nowadays. We do not have Goyim play musical instruments on Shabbos for us, for any mitzvah, even for the great mitzvah that we're discussing over here, of Simchas Chasam V'Kalo. V'lo yomar l'nochri lovel l'nagim b'Shabbos afilu me'er Shabbos. And you should not tell a goy to come play a musical instrument on Shabbos, even if you're giving the amirah to him from before Shabbos. Kal v'chomer she'en lomar lo b'Shabbos l'sakin klishir. Certainly you can't ask a goy to fix a musical instrument on Shabbos. Again, that's a daraisa. V'ein l'shanos es haminug. And Zokta Aruch HaShulchan, you should not change the minug. So even though we see over here certain leniencies, the Mechaber is saying, and the Mishabur brings down certain leniencies, Lagabi, asking a guy to play musical instruments, but the bottom line is, Aruch HaShulchan says, absolutely not. Aruch HaShulchan writes that the minug is that we don't tell a guy to play, and certainly not to fix. V'chein kosav ben Yishchai, and so too writes the ben Yishchai, shekvar hisbata legamri haminug shehoyu nochrim menagnim lithnei achosim b'tzeisim b'beis ha-knesses b'shachros al-beiso, that we have already nullified totally the minug that they used to have goyim playing musical instruments in front of the chosim when he was leaving from the beis ha-knesses in the morning to go back to his house. V'lo yizocher v'lo yifakeit od, we shouldn't have such a minug. So again, the ben Yishchai is saying to the Aruch HaShulchan that nowadays it is out, there's no longer a heter to be having a goy play musical instruments on Shabbos, even for the great mitzvah of Simchas Hasan Vakala. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.